Sebo.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Yes, sir. That's me, the man who's made every road show on time, been on time every day this year. Me. Some of your employees can't say that, but me can.
Is your arm tired?
Facts are facts.
Is your arm tired?
Tired from what?
All that trying to slap himself on the back.
Facts are facts.
Yada, yada.
Now we don't need facts all of a sudden.
No, it's a fact.
Now we go to yada, yada, yada. Yeah.
It's also yada, yada, yada.
When a man finally is right, what does he get?
Yada, yada, yada.
When a man is right, he gets yada, 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 yada.
Well, it's
that's
so
the
rare.
Rule. Okay. Happy morning, day everybody. After Free Pancake Day.
Wow, it was crazy, player. It was
IHOP gave away free pancakes.
Simba, did you see the people there?
No, I just heard about it.
Player, they had 2-hour waits.
For some free pancakes.
Free pancakes.
And that's all that was free.
That's all that was free now, right?
They went up on the price of eggs, huh?
Man, the eggs were $7 a piece yesterday.
A piece.
Well, what's the $15? You had 2 eggs. What? They figured it out.
We're going to give away free pancakes, but that's it.
Everything else was completely around the
cost you.
And you're going to have to wait 2 hours.
Scramble. There's another $7 to scramble them. That's ingenious, man.
Promotion. Free pancakes, eggs, $7.
Oh, my God. They were lined around the block.
Yeah, I heard it was a 2-hour. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some places, 2-hour wait for pancakes.
Wow. All right, IHOP.
All right.
That's brilliant.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it, man. Okay, we got a lot going on here.
A lot going on.
Okay, one more for Bill Cosby.
Another one?
Another one. Oh. Yeah, this one's more weird than the others. Don't you think, Sip?
I don't know that you can say that
compare
anymore.
Compare the weirdness of them? Oh, yeah.
Okay, how about this? You be the judge. This lady says that he demanded that she smear oatmeal on her face.
Well, when you think of all the things he could have asked her to smear.
Oatmeal is not a bad choice.
Often used in some, things for your face and your skin. Yeah.
You must have really bad skin,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, well, yeah. There's that.
Oatmeal.
That
Was it cooked or just straight out of the box? How does he like it?
Steel cut.
Now, is he an instant oatmeal guy or does he like it made dough?
That was.
And yet he's still working.
He's still working.
But you got to figure drugs. He was taking some drugs at that point because he told her to smear oatmeal all over her face
and after pretend, she drank the
and pretend to be a queen.
Yeah,
the queen of oatmeal.
Okay.
Queen Noor of Jordan.
That's what he said.
Who was a real person?
Uh huh. Pretend to be Queen Noor of Jordan.
I guess the whole
have a drink thing is that. And smear oatmeal on your face.
Yeah.
Nobody really knew that Bill Cosby was this freaky. You just looking at Mr. Cosby, you had no idea.
He had no idea, man.
He had his freak factor was that high.
And once again, the famous bathrobe
allegedly
makes an appearance.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Player Ben and Jerry's figured it out. They're coming out with marijuana ice cream.
That's how you do it. Even if it don't have marijuana in it, you can get so high you can think everything you taste tastes like marijuana. You gotta do it.
Now, is ice cream a food of choice after?
No, just anything, Sybil.
Anything.
Cardboard. But marijuana ice cream would be great.
Yeah.
It's a great
just for the names alone.
It's marketing, right.
Whatever you decide to call it.
You're stoned. Don't you want some ice cream?
Some marijuana.
Well, here you got the ice cream. Yeah. And the weed in the ice cream.
Marijuana. Yeah. Now, is weed in it or is it just calm?
No. They're putting weed in it.
One-stop shopping.
Yeah. Remember Reese's peanut butter cup? You know, chocolate and peanut butter put it together? Yeah. Marijuana and ice cream.
You got to keep that away from your kids, though. You really got to.
You think?
Yeah, you
can. Here's a little 13-year-old girl pitching a fit because she wanted to sit in the front seat of the car. Gets out the car and said, if I can't sit in the front seat, I'm walking home.
You would have seen my mother's dust. Oh my gosh.
Well, she got out the car. Mm-hmm. She was walking in the middle of the street. Mm-hmm. Then she sat down in the street.
Yeah.
Her mama came to get her out the middle of the street, right. A busy street. Mm-hmm. And the little 13-year-old girl is dead.
See, that's the thing.
She was hit by a car, and so was the mom.
Trying to save her.
Trying to save her. She was pitching a fit because she wanted to sit in the front seat, 13 years old.
The mom was killed, too?
No.
No, the mother was injured. But the mother was injured. Killed.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the serious part about it, I would have been dead once I walked into the street once Emily Brown came out in that street.
Yeah, and got me. So that's what I'm saying.
It wasn't going to go good either way.
It was a lose-lose proposition.
Yeah, it was. Once I got out the car and said the words, if I can't sit in the front
seat,
then I'm dead right there. That's before the car hits
They're planning my funeral at that point.
Your mama too, huh?
Oh. Oh, my God. My mother left me at places when I tried to show out, so no.
She did?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So there was no.
What happened to him?
Well, one time I.
Cue the music. Cue it.
I decided that there was a toy that I wanted in Marshall Fields, and my mother said, no, you've had enough today. And we were headed off to the escalator, and I laid down right at the floor of the escalator. And my mother she said, all right. And she got on the escalator and proceeded to go to another floor. And all of these white people are standing around. This little girl, I want the toy. My mother went on about her business. My aunt was very tall, and she could see all these people standing around. And she got closer and closer, and she saw this little white girl just at that point realizing my audience was different from the one that I intended. And she picked me up, and she could see my mother going up the escalator. She followed my mother up the escalator. Left she said, butt. Why are you? She said, well, not today. This is not the day this child will do this to me. And she will be somebody else's problem.
She left you.
She left me.
At the
and
foot
that
of the
probably was the last time you've been in Marshall Fields.
Marshall Fields was my choice. Stores.
And now you go to Marshall Fields and you get the shakes.
And now I get the shakes by escalators. I get the shakes.
And you're a grown woman. You're just nervous.
Oh, my gosh. And you have to hold my hand going up an escalator so that I know you won't leave me.
Yes. Nothing gets their attention like putting them completely out, leaving them.
Oh, my gosh.
My granddaughter will tell you right now, I put her out in the middle of the parking lot. Uh-huh. Akira, left her, drove around the mall. Had no problem when I got back around. None at all.
That attitude was completely different, wasn't it?
Put her ass out the car. Get out.
Mm-mm. No, you won't.
Yeah, so either way, I would have been dead had I got out the car and told Ann Lee Brown, I'm not.
It was a losing situation, anyway.
There's no way I would have won, right? Mm. No. And nobody would have hit Ann Lee Brown. No. Angry black woman in the middle of the street. No.
Not with those crochet crosses around her neck. No, sir. No.
Crochet crosses.
Oh, yeah, that was her thing. She made them crochet crosses, right? You're right, Simon. She's
and a turban.
And a turban. Oh, no.
That was it.
Your mama
and a moo-moo.
And a moo-moo.
No,
yeah.
Nobody hitting that lady.
Because there's nothing like a mama and a moo-moo. You can't miss that. You
cannot. A crochet cross.
With the deep pockets.
Yeah.
And a turban.
And a turban, right.
Mints in one pocket and Kleenex in another. Yeah, yeah.
That's mom. That's
I've
mom
got
right
two
there.
Cabins to give away this morning. Get ready for the first number. It's coming at the bottom of the hour.